Blackstone Audio presents Chaos Bound, the eighth book of the Rune Lords, by David Farland. This book is read by Ray Porter. For my daughter Nicole, may all of your fantasies come true, at least the pleasant ones. Book 1. The Flood. 1. Sir Borenson at the End of the World.
Great are the healing powers of the earth. There is nothing that has been destroyed that cannot be mended.
The Wizard Businessman. At the end of a long summer's day, the last few beams of sunlight slanted through the ancient apple orchard outside the ruins of Baron's Fort, creating golden streams among the twigs and branches of the trees. Though the horizon was a fiery glowering, sullen and peaceful. From the dead wood, linnets had already begun to rise upon their red and waxen wings, eager to greet the coming night. Sir Borenson leaned upon the ruins of an old castle wall and watched his daughters Sage and Aaron work amid the tallest branches of an apple tree. It was a hoary thing, seeming as old as the ruins themselves, with lichen-covered boughs that had grown to be as thick as many another tree. The wind had knocked the grand old tree over 2 summers ago, so that it leaned at a slant. Most of its limbs had fallen into ruin, and now the termites feasted upon them, but the tree still had some roots in the soil, and one great branch thrived. Borenson had found that the fruit of that bough was the sweetest to grow upon his farm. Not only were the golden apples sweeter than all of the others, they ripened a good 4 weeks early and grew huge and full. These apples would fetch a hefty price at tomorrow's fair. This was not the common Hawk's Day fair that came once a week. This was the high summer festival, and the whole district would likely turn out up at Mill Creek, for trading ships had come to Garion's Port in the past few weeks, bringing spices and cloth from faraway Roefhaven. The fallen tree left a hole in the canopy of the orchard, creating a small glade. The grass grew lush here. Bees hummed and circled, while linnets' wings shimmered like garnets amid streams of sunlight. Sweet apples scented the air.
There can be beauty in death,
Sir Borenson thought as he watched the scene. Aaron climbed out on a thin limb, as graceful as a dancer, and held the handle of her pail in her mouth as she gently laid an apple in.
Careful, Sir Borenson warned. That limb you're on may be full of rot.
Aaron hung the bucket on a broken twig.
It's all right, Daddy. This limb is still healthy.
How can you tell?
She bounced a bit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?